Steve Dobrinsky moves swiftly between the meat cutter and the hot cooktop at Max's Delicatessen.
He's making matzo balls. What are you cooking here, Pedro?
Potatoes for vegetable soup.
Potatoes for the vegetable beef soup.
Dobrinsky opened his New York-style deli in a Birmingham suburb 3 years ago. He named it after his dad and poured his heart into the place.
7 days a week, 15-hour days at a minimum for 3 years. I think we're closed maybe 1 or 2 days a year, and that's it.
But earlier this month, Dobrinsky saw his dream unraveling. He was quoted in the Birmingham News saying he was worried he'd lose workers because of the new law. About half of his 19 employees are immigrants. Many have undocumented relatives in Alabama, and they want to move out of state. Other employees say they just don't feel comfortable or safe living in Alabama. The article led to a tangle with Matt Murphy, a libertarian talk show host on a Birmingham radio station.
You claim that you're comfortable that all of your employees are legal, and I don't believe you.
Well, you don't have
to believe. In fact, I think you know some of your employees are illegal. In fact,
for the record, Dobrinsky admitted to me that he has, in the past, employed undocumented workers. But he claims he checked the paperwork for all of his current employees, and he believes they're all here legally. Still, callers to the radio show demanded a boycott of the restaurant. Max's Deli became the talk of anti-immigrant websites, and within a day, the internet was full of newly posted negative reviews for the restaurant.
The very next day, a couple empty tables at noon, and, you know, with the thoughts that run through your head, what the heck did I do?
Dobrinsky's email account was flooded with messages from around the country.
One of the emails I got was from a lady who said, "I hope your un-American restaurant closes." You know, I had to have a sense of humor, otherwise I'd be crying. I said, "I'll close tonight." And she wrote back, "Idiot, I mean forever."
The incident shows just how risky it can be for a business owner to take a stand on an issue. Stephen Kraft is dean of the business school at the University of Montevallo.
You hate to drive the voice of the small business out of public policy. However, for better or worse, it is predictable that there's going to be some repercussions when you weigh in on a controversial subject.
Other media picked up the story. Telemundo came to interview Dobrinsky. So did the local Fox station and the Huffington Post. And the roller coaster ride continues. Dobrinsky says he's received hundreds of emails of support and 300 new Facebook friends for Max's Delicatessen. Still, he's weary from the experience and says he's not sure he wants to stay in the restaurant business. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.